DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW News Radio Morning Sports with the sensational Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, we are getting closer to that big showdown in Kansas City on Sunday between the Eagles and Chiefs. Nick Sirianni holding his Wednesday press conference, and unsurprisingly, it started out with a few questions about Jalen Carter, whether Jalen Carter has learned a lesson, Nick's thoughts on the league's decision regarding Jalen, and so on and so forth. In true Nick fashion, he didn't want to get into any private conversations that he's had with Jalen or any thoughts pertaining to some of the things that he was asked about the league. What's your reaction to how Nick handled those questions?
Well, I'm not surprised because Nick really keeps his communications with the players, as he says, in-house, and he's not going to reveal anything at that point. But I think it's clear that Jalen Carter had to learn a lesson. He realizes that he does not want to go through that again and get ejected from a game. He knows how important he is to this team. He loves to play football, so the last thing he wants to do again is be out of a game, aside from the fact that it cost him a reported $57,000. So did he learn a lesson? I hope so. I absolutely hope so. And I also think he must have.
I would expect it that he certainly did for all the reasons that you mentioned. Merrill, this is obviously a rematch of Super Bowl 59, in which, you know, the Eagles dominated that game. But one thing that the Chiefs did quite well in was slowing down Saquon Barkley, and the Eagles took advantage of that in the pass game. How much do you think that the tape from Super Bowl 59, in terms of the way that the Chiefs played Saquon, will impact this weekend?
Well, I think it has to have an impact. Steve Spagnuolo is a fine defensive coordinator, but they made a mistake in the Super Bowl. They said, if we stop Saquon Barkley, we want to put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hand and make him beat us with his arm. Well, they learned that Jalen Hurts can beat you with his arm. He is a fine passer, and he really tore them apart with some great passes to A.J. Brown, the great pass to Devontae Smith. So the Eagles would say, if they do it again, we'll do it again. But I think really in looking at the tapes and realizing how thoroughly the Eagles beat them, they are going to alter their game plan. They probably cannot afford to put the amount of people in the box against Saquon Barkley that they did on February the 9th.
It's amazing that this is an NFC-AFC matchup, yet this is the, because, and part of it has to do with facing them in the Super Bowl twice. This is the fifth year in a row, let's see, 21, 22, 23, 24, 28, fifth year in a row, the Eagles are facing the Kansas City Chiefs, and Merrill, this time they're doing so in Arrowhead Stadium, which is considered one of the loudest in the NFL. You've been there multiple times. What's the atmosphere like there?
It's amazing. It is very similar to Veterans Stadium. If you can picture in your mind what Veterans Stadium looked like, the round stadium, the seats about the same, except that they've done a wonderful job of keeping that stadium in great shape. It looks almost brand new. It's clean. It's been repaired constantly. Veterans Stadium, when it was put away and they moved to Lincoln Financial Field, that place was a wreck. It was really an example of poor maintenance throughout the years, and it did not get the necessary updates. But Arrowhead Stadium is still a beautiful stadium. It will be packed with people wearing red, and it is as loud as any stadium in the league.
Now, I simply can't wait for Sunday at 4:25. But before that, Merrill, we got to get your keys to the game, which we will get tomorrow morning. Always appreciate your time. That's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.